Hey, it's free conch. Don't get triggered. What's up, guys? So I want to let everybody know about this little contest. It's a contest that I want to have. So these are the two people that I'm going to have on faux show. Well, okay, so the contest is going to be, I'm going to have 4 to however many guests you guys would like to have on. JC got, she won the Twitter poll, so she gets the first episode. But maybe we'll, it's either going to be 4 or 6. It's got to be an even number. So we're going to have like a little, a playoff tournament. It's going to be like a playoff bracket. And the person who gets the most downloads in that, from that, whoever they're going against, whoever gets more downloads moves on to the next, round. And then they're going to play the winner of the other people, whatever, so on, you know, how it goes. And the winner of this little playoff bracket is, gets to pick what activity we're going to do, and I have to pay for it. Nothing, absurd. Talking about, like, dinner and, some fucking ski ball. Okay? Alright, so the whole point of this is just, I guess, to grow the cult that I want to be the leader of. I told you guys, I want to be the leader of a cult. We'll have good Kool-Aid. Not that, not the dangerous Kool-Aid. No Jim Jones Kool-Aid. Right? So I think it'll be fun. So, if you or someone, or you'd like to put somebody up for nomination to be in the bracket, you guys know. Twitter, Papathozeski. PapaThozeski. That's the plug. Facebook, Instagram, just John Thozeski, JonThozeski. And Snapchat is PapaThozeski as well. The whole joke behind the whole PapaThozeski thing, just so you guys know that I'm not like a total douche, it was from Anchorman. I might have talked about this before, but it was so long ago that I don't remember. From Anchorman, they're all walking together, and Will Ferrell, who's the main character, is Ron Burgundy, is his name in the movie. And he's talking about, like, they're like, oh, did you go soft for the girl? Ron went soft. And he said, guys, come on. It's me, Papa Burgundy. So, PapaThozeski. Not like, well, I mean, in the cult, I am the father. So, I mean, I guess you guys could call me Papa. But, by the way, JC is the first official member of the cult. She told me last night that she wanted to be in the cult. So, I got one member. We're a cult of two. I don't know if you guys, it's open for everybody. So, join the movement. Remember when you were little and you would like have clubs with your buddies? We had, at my grandma's house, we had like this little tree fort. Not really a tree fort, it was just like a slide. And there's a second level to it. But me and my buddies, we like wrote our names on, like, into the wood beams with pen. And then there was a password. The password was blind because we skated, and that was a skateboard company. But yeah, we used to even, like, we built forts over there. We would just build forts at my grandma's house. The one time we built a fort, and so in my grandma's backyard, she had all of these, like those, fucking, like pine trees, like the shit that's green all year round. And it was me and just my buddies. We were in the backyard building this fort in the pine trees. And so when you, with pine trees too, by the way, this is kind of important. If you take branches off, they never grow back. So we're like hollowing out my grandma's backyard was like the pine trees, it was thick. And we took out about the whole bottom half of all of the pine trees. My grandma's a sweetheart, right? She was so mad. She was like, "What the hell are you guys doing back here? Grandma, I'm making a fort." She was pissed. She was real mad. That fort was sweet though. We even had like a cooler in it, and we would take trips to the dollar store. It was like one of just those styrofoam coolers. We had like chips in it and pop. And yeah, we were. It was just lit, so freaking lit. Being little was way cooler than it is than like growing up is. So I remember Saturday mornings, I would wake up whenever. Usually there was breakfast. Watch Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, the rest of the Saturday morning cartoons. Hang out with your buddies, right? Oh my goodness, so much fun. Call them up. Hello? Hey guys, well, is Kyle there? Yeah, one second. Hello? Hey Kyle, you want to play? You want to play? Yeah, we'll hang out. Cool, man. See ya. Click. That was my phone calls with my friends. Hey, hello. I remember too, if you got like a girl's phone number, we would call them because we wouldn't hang out with them. This is like fourth, fifth grade. We'd call them, and it would be like you and your boys at your house, and then her and her girls at their house, and you both put it on speakerphone and just talk. So lit. Hello. Is this Brittany? That show was the best, right? So good. Memories are so good. Now I wake up and I just work, or alcoholics wake up and they drink. They're like, "College football starts at 12:30. Gotta get down a six pack before then." You fuck. You're an alcoholic. You alcoholic is what you are. Saturdays are for the boys. If somebody says that to me and they're serious, if you're making fun of it, it's all good. If you say Saturdays are for the boys and you're serious, you dumb dumb. Congrats, you dumb dumb. Saturdays are for the boys. Oh, so girls can't have fun on Saturdays? You dumb dumb. Or the dudes that are like religiously watch every football game that they can. You dumb dumb. Thursday night football. Sunday night football. Monday night football. Hey man, too many days for football. Too many. So many. 3 nights a week for like 17 weeks of the regular season, I gotta watch fucking football. Plus the 4 preseason weeks. And then however many weeks it is for playoffs and Super Bowl. Super Bowl, I'm all about it. For sure get better commercials. But they've been really slacking, haven't they? Wow, we got off track. Got so off track. Oh, because I was talking about waking up on Saturday mornings, and then Saturday's football. Saturdays are for the boys. Yeah, they're not for the boys. They're for little kids. They're for boys because they get off of school, but they're for girls too. They're off school too. Life is weird. I remember like Pokemon cards and playing Pokemon on what was it called? Game Boy? Game Boy Color. I never had like the original Game Boy. I did, but it wasn't the one that I grew up with. I grew up with the Game Boy Color. Then there was Game Boy Advance, and then I was too poor to afford the next one up, so I stuck with the Game Boy Advance. Retro. Yeah. Hey guys, you want to play with my Game Boy Advance? Shut up, John. We got Game Boy Color. I mean Game Boy SSD, something like that. My friends weren't black. I just wanted to do that voice. But yeah, trading Pokemon cards and Yu-Gi-Oh cards, or even better, trying to play Pokemon cards or Yu-Gi-Oh cards. No one followed the rules. You followed the rules for about four turns, and you're like, this shit's stupid. Let's just play any card we want. It was like trying to play Monopoly now. Like, if you get a group of adults together to play Monopoly, it's not getting done. I don't know anyone that's ever finished the game of Monopoly. I don't even know what the goal of Monopoly is, to buy everything? That's a terrible to have a monopoly on the game. That's fucking stupid. You're just a jerk if you own all the places. You're a jerk. What else was a stupid toy that? Oh, Beyblades. Do you remember Beyblades? The fucking battling tops. Battle tops. So stupid. That's all it was. So stupid. They were tops that you put different attachments on. There's different weights and stuff. I remember like, oh fuck, there was an arena too. It was just this stupid arena. It was like a ring that the tops would bounce off so that they bounced into each other. And then there was like a pit on the one side so that if it went in, you automatically lost. But all it was a top with a weight on it. And it was so stupid. And the ring was like just made of like really thin fucking plastic. So it'd break. Especially you're just cranking that top. Cranked it. Broke it. I was a fucking rebel. My Beyblades. I remember too when I was little, my uncle and his buddy Matt, they played football for Parma, but they were 4 or 5 grades ahead of me. And they called themselves the Bulldozers. We would play pickup football, and it would be me and any amount of my friends that I wanted versus those two. And we would just get rocked. Like, they would run full speed ahead. Matt would call himself Mike Allstott. Remember fucking Mike Allstott? And then, I forget who my uncle was. Randy Moss, maybe, because he had a Randy Moss jersey. I don't fucking know. That's weird. Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. Me and my uncle, we used to, like, I guess we didn't get along, but we did. Like, we were never, like, really. We never hated each other, but now we're pretty much best friends. But I guess we kind of always have been. It's more like he's not really like an uncle. I tell you guys this before. He's more like a brother, but not in like it's not like a weird like I don't know. I always copied him, and he started skating. So I skated. He had a pair of shoes. So I got the pair of shoes. He had highlights in his hair. So I got highlights in my hair. This is sixth grade. I don't have any hair now. I'm a bald egghead ass motherfucker. Okay. I remember too in like sixth grade, he was in like ninth or tenth. So I would sneak his clothes and like wear them to school because I was like, dude, I want to be cool too. I was in sixth grade. He was in fucking. He was probably a senior. Or no. He was probably either a junior or a senior in high school, and I was in sixth grade, and I wore the same size shit as him. Because I was fat. I was a little chub chub. Okay? If you've seen it yet, you know who I'm talking about. I'm the little chubby kid. I wasn't as smart as he was, but whatever. Weird how people have, like, people other than your mom and your dad impact you, isn't it? It's just weird. I don't know. I turned out all right. Thanks, Steve Thoes. Have you guys seen Trump freaking out on Twitter? I don't even know. He like uninvited Steph Curry to the White House. He went vintage Trump at one point, talking about the people kneeling for the flag or for the national anthem. And he said, "You're fired," all caps. "You're fired." And it's just very weird. He's like, I don't even know what he's like. He's a weird dude. Like, what the fuck is going on? That's our president. And he's beefing on Twitter. Trigger fingers turned to Twitter. Trump. Trigger fingers turned to Twitter fingers. Come on, dude. You prez US. What are you doing? What are you doing? Cheeto Jesus. He's Trump is Cheeto Jesus. More like Cheeto Turkey. He's got a little gizzard. Can we call Trump Cheeto Turkey? Oh, I love that. Also, I want to start a new movement. If you're in the cult, you can't call butts asses or butts or any, you gotta call it a dookie shoot. I heard it in a rap song. I think Migos. They said some dookie shoot. I mean, they're calling it what it is. They're calling it twos. So from now on, asses are not ass. They're dookie shoot. Dookie shoot. I got a big dookie shoot. She got a big dookie shoot. That's the cover. That's actually what my mixtape's going to be called. This, That, and Those. Dookie Shoot. And it's just going to be me sliding down a slide. But the slide isn't a slide. It's a butthole. And I'm sliding out of it. The dude has a hemorrhoid. And I'm sliding down it. Dookie Shoot. And my arms are up in the air. And I'm real happy. Because I'm out of there. Dookie Shoot. I heard some dude the other day say, it was at work, and he said, "Dude, I haven't been in here in a fat minute." Don't say that. Don't say fat minute. It's not fat. It's a minute, 60 seconds. It's not fat, so don't say it is. You know why? Cause it's a minute, dude. If you're in the cult, don't say a fat minute. Okay? If you say a fat minute, you know what we say? Sayonara. If you're in the cult, and when the cult gets big and we have our cult meetings, and you say, "Oh man, it's been a fat minute since," I'm gonna say, "Save it. Save that thought. We're going to boil you and eat you up like soup. We're going to make you soup." Just kidding. We're a friendly cult. We don't cook and eat people. So you say, this is how it's going to be. You say, "Ah, dude, it's been a fat minute since." Hold that thought. Wait a second. You got to buy the beers for the whole cult. You got to buy it. You got to supply all the Kool-Aid mix. Wouldn't that be so cool if I was a cult leader? Like a good one? Cult? It's a weird word. It's like a religion. Religions are basically cults. They're like good cults. So are Mormons. Mormons are like the best cult. They're not hurting anybody. But they're fucking batshit crazy. But they're not hurting anyone. So, you cult. Mormons, a cult. But it's whatever, right? We're gonna keep pushing, get ourselves as big as ever. Don't get triggered. Remember that. That's rule number one. Oh yeah. I'm on my diet now ish. I'm really trying. But forget how this got brought up, but somebody said fries in a shake, like dipping your fries into your shake. Okay, so is there anything that is worse for you than dipping your deep fried potatoes into a sugary ice cream fat drink? Is there anything worse? That tastes so good. It's so good. Fries in a shake. You want to get fries in a shake? Fries and shake. So gross, but so good. If you guys haven't noticed, I picked this fucking talking up from Chris D'Elia's podcast. He got me on it. So you just combined your S's. If you say so, it's so good. And if you're going to say it's, well, I don't know what we're saying. So, like, it's gross? It's gross. It's gross. It's so gross. All right? So that's where I got this talking from. Blame Chris. Any compliments or hate all goes to Chris D'Elia. But our cult's going to be much nicer than his. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Oh yeah, speaking of fries and a shake, that's how I got to this point. I don't know. But Burger King in Russia wants to ban the movie It. The reason? It looks too much like Ronald McDonald. Hey, BK. Be better. The whole time that I was reading this too, I was imagining like a Russian conversation where the guy from BK was talking to like somebody else from Burger King, and they were just like they were all real confused. Like the main guy was like, "I don't like it," and then the other guy was like, "Don't like what?" And he's like, "Eat." He's like, "What? Eat, you idiot, the clown." And I don't know. And then the other guy's like, "Okay, well, we ban it." And then they're both in unison go, "Praise Mother Russia." And then they go back to eating whatever the fuck Russian guys eat. Sauerkraut? I don't know. I think that's German. I don't know. Fucking potatoes? Something. Nothing colorful. I feel like Russians just eat like potatoes and meat. Meat and potatoes. Or some shit and be cold. I apologize. I cannot focus today, guys. My eyes are on fire. Eyes on fire. I don't know what's going on. They just burn. And I can't focus. So I'm sorry. Dude, I forgot about this. My fucking gym pissed me off the other night. I went there at 7 o'clock on a Saturday, or 8 o'clock on a Saturday. They close at 7. Okay, I get it on like a Sunday if you want to close earlier. Saturday, close at 7 o'clock? You're crazy. And you pussies. For sure, that's bitch made shit. I'm really upset about that. Might have to find a new gym. I was starting to like this one because they had kettlebells, and everybody knows I love kettlebells. And there's also some douche lords at this gym that I've been starting to notice. And if you don't know who douche lord gym guy is, there's a few key elements for douche lord gym guy. One of them is sunglasses. You inside working out? Don't wear sunglasses. You know why? You're in a building. It's not that bright. Unless you got some weird eye issue where you're real sensitive to brightness, which I have, Also, still not wearing sunglasses in the gym, dude. Hey, man, can you spot me? No. You know why? Because I can't see your eyes. I don't trust you. another thing that douchelord gym guy wears, cargo shorts. You in the gym. Why you got all those pockets? Why aren't you wearing something comfortable? And don't even ever, if douchelord gym guy ever says, these are comfortable, while he has a belt on and some fucking Jordans. I don't even know. I just disgusted myself picturing that, man. Cargo shorts with a belt and fucking Jordans. Who? You're not picking up a chick at the gym. This isn't a porno. No girl wants that. Especially when you have your fucking, oh, your gross cologne. I don't want to be working. If I'm working out, I want to smell iron and sweat. I don't want to smell cologne. Especially if it's like fucking Tommy Bahama or some shit. Jacar. I fucking love Jacar. But if I smell it at the gym, I'm going to be furious. So furious. Or wife beaters. Leave them at home. Put it under your gym shirt. I don't want to see your fucking ribbed tank top, pal. Just don't wear it. Stop, man. Sweatbands? That's another one. That's a good one. Sweatbands? Why are you wearing a sweatband at the gym? You're not trying to sweat? It's like, sweatbands at the gym. It's like when girls are like, I gotta swim, but don't get my hair wet. You in the pool? Chair wet. Also, you dude, don't wear workout gloves. Why are you wearing workout gloves? Don't do it. Don't wear jeans or sandals. If cargo, sunglass cargo short guy is definitely wearing sandals, thong sandals. You guy? Or girl? Don't wear sandals to the gym, please. And the last thing for douche lord gym guy. Please, don't grunt. I don't want to hear your little pussy ass grunt. Your little bitch maid? Mark ass bitch. Grunt. You real men? You strong like Mother Russia? Don't grunt. It look like Ronald McDonald. Yeah, I see that. Russian. Man, this podcast, I don't even know what's going on anymore, because my eyes are burning trying to read my notes, dude, and I can't. You ever do that? You try to read something and your eyes burn so bad you can't? It's happened to me right now. I don't even know where I'm going with this. I'm gonna end this. That's usually what I've been doing, keeping them at about 30 minutes for you. Seems like more people will listen if they're not too long. Again, though, this one I apologize if you listened all the way through. It didn't get any better. My eyes are just burning, and I'm being a little whiny bitch, being a mark-ass bitch right now. But, yeah, the contest is going to happen, so be on the lookout for it. And if you want to be part of it, get at me, all right? And if you want to be in the cult, get at me. T-shirts soon, I hope. I have two different ideas off the top of my head that I want to get made. If you want a T-shirt, let me know, and I'll give you guys the price of what they'll be. And I would really, really love it if you guys rep this, that, and those t-shirts. And I would really appreciate it if some people would rate and review me on iTunes, please. That'd be great. Good reviews would be fantastic. They'd be even better than the bad ones. Oh, yeah. I'm losing my mind. My eyes burn. All right, guys. I'm going to go try and find some eye drops because my eyes on fire. So, yeah, guys. Until next time, peace.